Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 5, 2023, and this is our free public New Earth Support Team event. We do this on the first Monday of every month. Welcome one and all, whether you're members or visitors. We're all going to make this magic together. So here's how this works. I'm going to give a thorough explanation since I know there's some first timers here. After this little intro, I'm going to call in the directions of my Mesa, and I'm actually going to show that to you on my little webcam. So here's the Mesa I'm sitting in front of, and it's not doing, there it is, it's focusing. So that's the little floor altar I'm sitting in front of, and then behind me, got a bunch of stuff on the shelves, etc. So those are the objects supporting us. And of course, there's sacred images all around the room, so we got the environment right. So after I call the directions of that mesa, I'll call them in a language called Quechua from South America. And then I'm going to call in quite a few divine allies. They're all beings of love and light, high vibration, benevolent intent, all that good stuff. You may not recognize them all, but every single one of them is here to help us only. And again, like I said, they're all love and light beings. Then after we have called in the allies, I'm going to set up a sacred container. It'll contain us all, and we'll make sure that, you know, we're going to hold in the good energy we got and make sure that only good energy gets in from there. They'll give you a chance for y'all to call in any additional high vibration allies you want. So the container's set. Then I'm going to have you call in embodied awakening. And this is a very simple eight-word invocation. You're just going to ask your higher self to come merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Overwhelm is not possible. And most people have a fabulous experience with this. Then once we're in embodied awakening, we'll have a chat with the allies and we'll say, hey, here we are. We want to serve. And at that point, we humans will just relax and the allies will work through us. And what's cool about this is the allies are working with each of us individually because they're very capable and very perceptive. And each person is going to have the experience that serves not only their highest good, but the highest good of all the beings on the planet that we're serving here. We each act as surrogates for a bunch of other people. And whatever healing or spiritual experience we have is transmitted down to a bunch of other folks. And whether they're aware of it or not, can help them move to their next level of healing or awakening or whatever. So it's really beautiful and a powerful event. Most people have really powerful experiences, and hopefully you will too. And of course, if you're an Awakening Plus member doing this via the recording, you are just as present as if you had been on the live call, as is true for all of our Awakening Plus events. So we've got 38 people here on the Zoom so far. Let me just welcome you all by name. So thank you for being here, Alyssa, Arlene, Brandy, Brian, Carmen, Chris, Diane, Donna, EMC, Eric, someone on an iPhone, James, another James, Jan, Jeannie, Jewel, Ken, Kirk, Laura, another Laura, Lisa, Mary, Marcy, Nikki, Nicole, another Nicole, we got a lot of doubling tonight, Patricia, Patty Lee, Paula, Serena, Sheena, Smand, Susan, Tammy, Tina, another Tina, wow, even more doubling, Walker, Jeannie, and a couple of phone callers whose name I have no idea. So, and let's see. So Nicole, switching to phone, please let me in when you see me come in. You're going to come in automatically. There's no restriction now, Nicole, so you can just come in when you come in. So all good. All right, so welcome one and all. So glad you all are here. And together we're going to hold some amazing space. I always make a request on group energetic events, and that is, please give us your full undivided attention. I know that's a big request in this day and age, but it's really important because you're going to have a better experience if this is the only thing you're doing, and you're holding space for others and for the planet. So if you're only doing this, your service is going to be better and you're going to help us hold a better field. Every one of us is on the field, so to speak. No one's in the stands. And if you're here participating in this call, then you're holding space along with everyone else. So all I ask that you do is just do this. If you find there's a distraction that arises and you can't give us your full attention, it's going to last more than a moment. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and then your energy will be removed and the other thing you're doing will not disrupt our field. So if I feel anything weird happening, I'll let y'all know and we'll take corrective action, but hopefully we'll go smoothly. Alrighty. So that's kind of the overview. I'll keep filling you in as we go. So let's do this. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and just take a moment to feel your body, how it feels, just overall feeling awareness. Don't get wordy, just feel. Get your baseline physically. And next, if you have awareness of your energy body, the part of you that's prana, chi, life force, whatever, just feel that too. And just feel it. And if you can feel both the physical and energetic bodies, just kind of feel them all together. This is your baseline, your starting point. We may, at some point in our process, compare back here. So I just want you to have a conscious noticing. Alrighty. So next I'm going to call the directions and call on the allies, as I mentioned. As I do this, I'm going to invite you to be completely passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just feel that passively. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're just passive and feeling. And that is your optimal attitude while I do this. So as I said, I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call a whole bunch of beautiful beings of love and light. And then we'll set up our container and we'll be good to go. So relax and I'll do my part here. Pachamama. Namakiya Wirakocham Inti Kriti. I am that I am. Is that of myself? I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher vibration awareness. For all of us, we call this the higher self of my partner, Spirit Song, who's doing better now. Thank you all for your prayers. I call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. we call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be completely passive. Let the allies create the field for us, please. Thank you. All right, the field is in place. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do that now. We'll leave a moment for those beautiful beings to join us. Thank you. FYI, when I yawn, that's not me being tired. That's just me moving energy. And I'll probably do a fair amount of shaking and vibrating and trembling. That's just energy moving through me. I am not having an epileptic seizure. It's just shaman stuff. All right. So take a moment. Just see how you feel right now. Is it any different than when we started? All right, let's do that embodied awakening invocation. Let me tell you a little about that. This is simply where we invite our higher self to merge with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Your higher self, of course, is the spiritual part of you that created the human part, and it only wants to help you. It is a benevolent assistant for you. It's kind of like you can think of your physical body like a car. When we do this invocation, your higher self goes to the driver's seat and your ego moves over to the passenger seat. And the benefits of doing this is that when you're in embodied awakening, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do through intuition more easily. And there's also this full body euphoria. Good stuff. So that's kind of why you would do it. And all you do is say words and relax and let it come. I'll narrate it as we do it. So obviously there's not any overwhelm possible because you're only going to get as much as you're ready for, and your higher self is going to be watching you very carefully and only give you as much of itself as you're ready for. I mean, there's probably always more higher self than any human can hold. So there's always room for improvement as you gain more awakening. You can have more and more of your higher self come in. Well, let's see how much we got now. So once again, feel your body as it is right now and your energy body. Just get your baseline now. And I invite you to say that when I start doing the words, there will be eight of them. Do them out loud if you can. If you can't, then you can just think them if you need to. So let's call in the higher self right now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now, as you've said the words, relax and become completely passive. The more passive you are, the better this works. So what's happening is your higher self is coming in the top of your head. And it's kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. If you feel the energy coming in, that's wonderful. Just your only job then is to passively feel what it's doing on its own. If you cannot feel that, that's okay. In that case, just put your attention on breath awareness. Let the breath do whatever it wants and just feel it coming in and out. So passive either way. It's important in that passivity not to help out. So here's the list of what I recommend you not do. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Please don't try to stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just passive, 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 passive. Just let it happen. Feel energy or feel breath. Yeah, a lot of you are feeling the energy very nicely. Well done. What if you get distracted? At some point, you'll notice that's happened. And once you kind of wake up to the fact that you got distracted, you just go right back to feeling energy or breath and do that very gently, very persistently. If distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it be there. Please do not fight or try to change distraction. That only strengthens it. So just let it do its thing in the background while you place your attention on feeling energy or feeling breath. And the final nuance of your passivity is to discover how little effort is needed even to feel energy. How do you find that out? You play the minimum effort game. That's how it works. Let's do it right now. For a moment, I would like you to drop your effort to zero. For a moment, please simply exist. Whatever happens is fine. Okay, remaining at zero effort, do you have awareness of energy or breath without even trying? Can you feel that even at zero effort? If you can, then stay at zero. That's all you need. If you have lost awareness of energy or breath at zero, then add barely enough effort back to feel it again. Obviously, we're going for the minimum effort that gets the job done here. So if zero does it, great. If not, use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath, whatever you chose. And that's the whole thing. That's all the instructions. So based on the group vibe I'm catching, I'm thankfully able to feel not just the live callers, but also the folks on the recording, whenever you're doing it. Feels like some of us are already in embodied awakening. So how would you know that? How do you know you're in embodied awakening? Well, the following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if you checked all the boxes, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, you're in embodied awakening. Congratulations. Just hang out. Enjoy it. You holding space there helps everyone else who hasn't got there yet get there more easily. If you're not yet in embodied awakening, then remember to stay passive. Effort will not help you, but will only slow you down. Your higher self has to do this for you. Your ego cannot awaken itself, but it can request the awakening and receive it from your higher self. You've already made the request, so now passivity is your friend. Passive and patient. Just relax. Feel energy or breath, and use the least effort needed to be aware of that. We'll leave a moment for others to move into embodied awakening. And by the way, you won't have to be all the way in embodied awakening to finish the rest of the call. We're just giving you a chance to awaken as deeply as possible. This will be good for you and good for our service. The more awakened, the better. That's just across the board true for me. Leave a moment longer. By the way, welcome to the new folks who've joined the call. We're up to 46 people now. All right. So the allies are ready. I'll speak to them for a moment. Beautiful divine allies, we come to serve the great global awakening. Thank you for the service opportunity. Allies, we ask that you make use of each one of us, whether we're live or on the recording, to serve the highest good of the global awakening and the highest good of each person who's here to serve. Make sure, allies, that nobody gets overwhelmed. Give each person whatever experience of healing or awakening or whatever that helps them be the best possible surrogate for the great global awakening and serves their personal highest good as well. Thank you so much, allies. Let's go. Okay, the energies are moving. So now you humans, relax and go for the ride. They're already shaking me up pretty good, wiggling me around. So I invite you to release all preference for whether any given moment feels more blissful or more challenging. The allies absolutely will not give you more challenge than you can handle. And yet sometimes a challenging experience, heavy stuff flushing up and flowing out, is exactly what most serves the collective and your own deepening awakening. So just let it be what it is. Know that if it's challenging, it's acting for healing for you and others. And if it feels good, well, that's obviously wonderful no matter what. So just relax, release preference, and just be with what is happening. Your maximum passivity is optimal. I know you've done other events where you were doing stuff and you were visualizing and your ego was making stuff happen. That's not what we're doing tonight. Here we are passive. We are allowing. Our passivity allows these beautiful divine allies to do things through us. There are certain things they can only do through a living human body. And that is what we are providing. So please let the allies make use of us. Relax. Let the energy go through. The allies are taking care of everything, where the energy goes, what it does, the color, the frequency, the divine beings that are involved. That is all on autopilot as far as your human part is concerned. You can relax and just be a hollow reed. You can be a pipeline. If they're putting healing energy through you, Things may get interesting. Please allow any of the following that want to happen spontaneously. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble like mine is right now. You may cry. You might make sound. You might want to stand up and stomp your feet or flail your arms or in some other way, let your body move heavy energy out. So basically, whatever your body wants to do spontaneously, please allow that to happen, as long as that will not unduly disrupt the environment you're in. And your process might also be still and silent. I don't know. Just let it be what it is. Please do not be a drama queen for the hell of it. Please only do any of the stuff I'm describing if the body spontaneously wishes to do it. There's heavy energy moving through you. Don't concern yourself with whether it's yours or someone else's. If it's in your field, that doesn't matter anymore. It's yours to process. And the allies are doing it for you. So all you have to do is just feel what's happening. Stay passive and let the allies take care of everything. They are so good. Your human could practice this stuff for 1,000 lifetimes. It still wouldn't be a fraction as good as these divine helpers already are. So please let them take care of all the healing and awakening stuff. And you just passively feel what's happening at the ego level. As heavy energy releases, the most common exit routes are your hands and feet. So if you feel heavy energy flushing or you feel tingling in your feet or your hands, chances are that's what's happening. Heavy energy is leaving your body. It will flow down to Mother Earth, who is happy to take that off your hands, literally sometimes. And she will process that quite nicely. Make sure it doesn't mess up anybody else. You do not have to know where the energy comes from or anything about it. You just have to feel stuff. If there's anything you need to know about what's coming through you, that will be given to you through an image or a thought. Note whatever shows up and then return your attention to just feeling. It's very common in a process like this for thoughts and images to swirl around in the field. But I encourage you not to focus on either of those. Don't focus on the thoughts or the images. Instead, just feel what's happening energetically in the body. For most people, a feeling focus is optimal to receive the most healing and the most awakening and to be of the greatest service. Yeah, they're still shaking me up pretty good. I'm just getting strong. I'm feeling a fair amount of energy going through my hands and my feet. So there's some healing going on in the field as well. The way this works is I feel what most folks are experiencing, or at least something close to it. If at any moment my narration is not matching your experience, please go with your experience and ignore my narration. Please do not use effort to match what I'm describing. Be passive. And if you're getting your own custom experience, then that's awesome. Stay passive, stay present. Let the allies make use of you. If there's heavy energy coming through, it's not only for the collective, but for you as well. And the more heavy energy you clear, the more those layers of what I call the great onion of consciousness peels. That's the dark layers of unhealed wounds and traumas surrounding your soul, that beautiful awakened light that you are. Those layers are from this lifetime and prior lives. And every layer that peels opens a little more of that beautiful divine light to your human self, and you wake up a little bit more. Doing good healing work, good shadow work for most people is the fastest road to accelerated spiritual awakening. The allies are asking me to play a song, so I'm going to get my guitar. Let me tune up here. Switch to music mode. Stay with your process, let the music be in the background. In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is only love, there is only love,
Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. When I lose myself, when it seems I've lost my way, when I turn inside and quiet my mind, I can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. My divine self sees all my pain that must be healed. And as it turns that darkness to light, my divinity is revealed. There is only there is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only there is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only there is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is
All right, whatever's happening for you, whether there's healing energy coming through, whether you're taking a bliss ride, whatever, just relax into it. Once again, I encourage you to have no preference about whether any given moment's experience is more blissful or more challenging. It's all valuable. It's all helpful. I forgot to mention, this event usually lasts about an hour, all told. That means we probably have something like 20 minutes to go. if the Allies keep their usual schedule, I never know. I just show up and go with the ride with the rest of you guys. I just narrate it. But it is an absolute co-creation. We are all making this together, live, recording. Veteran, newbie, we all come together to create this beautiful field. And I am so grateful each and every one of you are here. This doesn't always happen on Neuro Support Team, but there is a blended field here. And if you are conscious enough to feel it, you're already feeling it. So kind of a level up from where we humans are at, maybe one or two levels, there's a blended field. And when one reaches this level, the part of you that's there just blends into the bliss puree that's at that level. There's no individuated awareness there. It's just a beautiful group consciousness. So those of you who are aware of that, enjoy. If you're not aware of it, don't worry. Hopefully someday you'll wake up enough to kind of enjoy that place as well. And a lot of us are at least dual aware, part of us in that beautiful blended space, part of us here in our physical bodies. There's a third part of where the higher self in the body or wherever it may be. Some of us have many more points of consciousness running at the same time. Just whatever your experience is, just be with it. It's not a contest, not a race. There's no better, there's no worse. Each of us just as awake as we are right now, serving beautifully. Currently, I conceive of awakening as an infinite progression with no endpoint. So, however awakened one may be, from that infinite perspective, you're barely off the starting line. So much room to grow. It turns your motto from "it doesn't get any better than this" to "it always gets better than this." Oh, I'm feeling my body a little more. It could be that we're coming back into embodiment. But we'll just see how that feels. Yeah. So again, if your experience is different, go with your experience. But I think many of us are now noticing a little more awareness of our physical body, which we might not have even noticed, but a lot of us were out of body to a great degree, just beautiful beings of energy having experiences in the higher levels. And now, as they always do at the end of such calls, the Allies are bringing as much of that divine awareness back into our 3D bodies as those bodies can hold for highest good. No overwhelm allowed, but they'll get as much in there as they can, especially if you stay passive and let them do it. And don't try to help. Be passive and let them take care of this high-level work. I'm feeling pretty present in my physical body. Little stuff still shaking through. Okay, so I think most of us are back in our bodies, but notice how that body feels. If you can remember back to the start when I asked you to feel your body and your energy body, how does the current state of the body and energy body compare to that? Just do a little A-B comparison for yourself. Good. So the allies are going to continue integration. And also, obviously, we have been serving the great global awakening on planet Earth, because everything that's been happening to us, because we've been acting as surrogates, has been helping out others on the planet. And allies, let's take it a step further. Now, please broadcast this good medicine beyond Earth to anywhere else in the universe where there are beings that could be helped by this beautiful medicine we've created. Please broadcast it now, allies. And there it goes. So we humans don't have to do a thing. Please, no effort, no willpower, no imagining, just passive. Let the allies do it for us. Now, when we do this, since the universe has infinite abundance, it is super easy for them to just make more of that energy and send it out around. We are not diminished. The earth is not diminished. In fact, when this energy is shared, it's like we get more. So you got the big universal replicator just making more and more of this energy. So when you share it, you get more of it. Okay, that's settling down. That feels complete. Allies, anything further for highest good before we close? Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for being here. Now we're up to 50. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being here. Feel some interesting facial energy, brain energy. Okay. All right, let's close it down.
Mamakia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kriti,
thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for letting us help out the great global awakening. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you, allies. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Alrighty, if you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check it out. Go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And you can read all about the membership. There's a little bit about it in that email you got that told you how to come here. And we got some people on the call who've been in the membership for years. And it's a beautiful way to accelerate and support your healing, your awakening. If you want an online spiritual community, we do that. There's at least three calls every month that are specifically about that. And doing events like this brings us together in a beautiful way as well. So I invite you to check that out if that sounds interesting. And now let's open it up for feedback. Anyone is welcome now to unmute themselves and talk, or if you want to type in the chat, that's fine too. If you have other things you got to do, feel free to depart. Feel free also to hang around and share or ask or whatever you want to do. Already, Walter typed, thank you, Benjamin. Jeannie Lee typed, hands and feet cold, heat and wave-like frequency running up and down my back. Fabulous. Sounds like fun. All kinds of interesting phenomena happen when you show up and serve like this. Jeannie then says, thank you much. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate you being here. Again, anyone who's on the live call is welcome to unmute and speak. If you're on Zoom, just click that mic icon and it'll unmute you. If you're on the phone, star six will mute and unmute you. Nikki typed, thanks for another fine one. Lisa says, released a lot of tension. Thank you. You're welcome, Lisa. Thanks for being here. Then Laura says, thank you. That was wonderful. And thanks for showing us the Mesa. I always wondered what that looked like. And Astaris says, new to me, but really enjoy being in body. Cool. Yeah, Astaris is one of several new folks who showed up today. Brandy says, thank you. Beautiful song tonight. Enjoyed it as always. And she's got all kind of cool icons in there too. Thank you, Brandy. Thanks for making your message so pretty. Can you all feel that frequency shifting and getting subtler and sweeter and more blissful? The allies often give us an encore after we close. Well, they really always do. I said, so, well, just hang around and bliss them out a little bit more. Thank you. Anybody else have a question or comment they'd like to speak or type? Astra says the invocation was powerful. Great. Glad to hear it. So I'm sure you're all aware, my book goes into the invocations deeply. It's on Amazon called Instant Divine Assistance. Be sure to get the one by Benjamin Bernstein. There are several fake copies out. People just copied the book and put it under a different name. I guess that's a compliment to success. Anyhow, make sure it's the Benjamin Bernstein version. The ebook's like $4 on Amazon. The paperback's $13. So feel free to check those out if you want to get the full lowdown on how those invocations work. If you're in the Awakening Plus membership, of course, there's a whole course on it that you can read, that you can get into and get the info that way as well. In fact, the Awakening Plus course is what I based the book on. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment before we wrap up? Astaris types, it feels like time for a deeper level of commitment. Good. Jan says, thank you. Could you repeat the names of the books? Well, I only mentioned one book. Again, it's called Instant Divine Assistance. The subtitle is Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. You can actually see it behind me in the video there on the shelf, right by my ear a little bit. Yeah, it's again, Amazon.com. Check it out. Be sure the author is Benjamin Bernstein. Yeah, Star has talked about commitment. My commitment for years has been commitment to always deepening my own healing and awakening, which allows me to become more capable in my service to others. So those are some of the things I'm committed to. All right. Anybody else have a question or comment before we close? The star says, good modeling. Thank you. All righty, I think we're done. Thank you all so much. So grateful each and every one of you were here. Again, if you're not yet a member, check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com, and see what we have to offer beyond these two freebies every month. Lots of good stuff to help you heal and awaken and connect with other conscious folks. Yvonne says, we will see you again, ? Well, if you come, I do two free events a month, and if you're on my email list, you'll get notified about them. She says, hello, I'm new. Yeah. So we do New Earth Support Team always on the first Monday of each month. And then sometime in the second half of a month, we do a second free call, and that's announced in my emails and on my blog area of my site called astroshaman.com. Thank you, Yvonne, for checking us out. So glad you're here. All right. Oh, Kirk has unmuted. Kirk, did you want to say something?
Hi, Benjamin. Yes. During this meditation exercise, I noticed energy building up in my left ankle and calf, and it stayed there, and it pulsated at various times. And then it moved up my left leg, and I noticed that it also moved through my spine. The sensations of this energy still there in my left leg.
Okay.
Could be a blockage. I'm not sure.
Does it feel good or bad?
It's uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. Let me see what they're doing. Yeah, they're saying they're in a healing process with you that will continue after we close. So I recommend after we're done that you say the healing invocation. It's just seven words. It's maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Yeah.
And then after you do that, just rest in the awareness of that energy. And what they're doing, they're telling me, is they're stirring stuff up to be flushed. And then once it's stirred up enough, they'll then flush it right out your feet or your hands, most likely. So, and they're saying this isn't just for you. This healing also benefits the globe, a lot of other people and situations too. So it's everybody wins kind of healing.
Sounds great.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
All right, give it a shot, and feel free to drop me an email and let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kirk. Thanks for letting me know what's going on. And Astaris thanked Kirk as well. All right, anything else before we wrap up? Oh, man, that energy just got so sweet. Okay, we'll call it good. Thank you all, everyone. If you have any other further questions or comments, you can email me, benjamin@astroshaman.com, or just reply to the email you most likely got to let you know about this event. Thanks again all for being here. So grateful. And this is a busy week. Members have three additional events on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if you remember, you already got the notification of that. So feel free to show up for any or all that you want to check it out. Thanks, everybody. Good night, and bless you all.